We're starting now.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
And now. There it is. Yeah, here we are. We were yapping off. That's for us.
Yeah.
That's for us. Everything that was happening before, that's for us. But now it's for you.
You don't want to know what I was saying because I would be canceled. And I wouldn't have a fucking job in this goddamn industry.
Veronica, Kyle, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
The Brendan Jamel Show. This is what's the pot?
Nevermind is our podcast.
Nevermind, one word.
You could also stream it, also watch it, also listen mm-hmm. to it as well.
I know that's fucking right.
Hey.
I know that's right.
And you can laugh and you can think about philosophy and theology and all sorts of mm-hmm. different things. Mm-hmm. Philosophy, politics, movie.
Yeah.
I like movie.
Anyways, this is gonna be so fun.
Yeah, I know. No, it is
really
interesting
fun.
That. You're just coming. He's Luke coming back from Guitar Center right now.
Shit at a Guitar Center,
bro.
I'm feeling realer than ever.
At the Atlantic Terminal Guitar Center,
yeah, man.
They let you do that there?
Yeah.
They let you take a shit at Guitar Center,
and they got a vending machine. That's just, yeah, well,
it's not the Atlantic Terminal bathroom. It's the Guitar Center bathroom.
Center, private bathroom.
Did you rent a mic or buy a mic?
I bought a mic. Yeah. I played a little song on bass, and then
yeah,
handled my business.
You got your bass licks off.
Obviously. Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah, little, you know.
Well, while you were gone, we were having a ball over here.
Damn. We were
watching.
When I walked in,
you walked in on us. You walked in on me playing
Sabrina Carpenter
yeah. Espresso Coachella performance again.
You be playing this shit like you're on her street team. Like you are a part of the promo.
Is that, that
me Espresso? It did feel like our dad was walking in on us watching like
porn. Yeah, watching porn.
No.
Yeah. Watching
YouTube.
The dirty movie channel.
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say showcase, but I think I have different ones in Canada. That was.
Oh,
like,
and I know. You're always talking about, I've got to do some translating if you get too Canadian. You know, much music.
We
third time today.
Because
that's all we know.
But she was, just reiterate that, like, I was not, like, forcing them to watch. Like, Veronica was very down. Veronica, like, knows all the words, and she likes that's me Espresso.
Asked her permission first?
Yeah, like, she was like, I like this. I like this kind of stuff.
I do. I really do.
No, she likes this song, and she was like singing along and such.
Okay,
it wasn't just me like, guys, watch this.
No. We talked about it, and you had said that you had seen the Coachella version, so you were kind of introducing us to it.
Yes, you just knew the song.
But I knew the song.
You knew what she did in the. You knew what she did in the studio.
Let me expand your shit for a second. Let me show you.
And we did rewind on a dance.
Yeah,
in a dance section.
He doesn't want you to miss anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm a singer.
I love when she says, because I'm a singer.
And then she's dating. Do we think that's real? She's dating Barry.
I don't know. That's PR. That might be PR. I don't know. I don't really engage in all that.
PR dating?
Do you think PR's dating is real or not?
Well, no. I just thought that maybe it would be dead because everybody was doing that like.
No, that is
some
still happening. That no,
still
Hollywood.
I think
the
really
Hollywood machine
it.
Is still working, and they're still
making
publicists are still like, do you want to date so and so for the clout?
Yeah,
for movie.
I think it's more than ever. I think it's now kind of like because now it's like more on TikTok, and they secretly spot some people out like at a restaurant. So it's not much of paparazzi. It's actually just. It's everywhere, and the people are making the paparazzi making the stories. But I do, Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet. I think that's real.
No, that's real. That's real.
Okay.
I.
That's
who else?
Yeah,
that's love.
Do you think they're in love?
Yeah.
I do. I think they are in love.
Something.
Something's happened.
I don't know them.
Anyways,
I know Doom Part 2, and I know that I like it. And I know that I like that.
Are you going to do it?
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. Well, yeah. Matt. Yeah, they should call July June Part 2.
What the fuck? That was where this was headed?
That I said this before. I said it off. because of I like I yeah because of how good Dune Part Two
Veronica's
is.
Throwing lobs. She really
Dune
was like,
Part Two. Yeah,
I was like, take it away.
Brandon, I didn't even.
I'm gonna take a water break.
I wasn't even planning on saying that.
I thought
actually, yeah.
I thought you were testing some material out.
No,
you were testing some material out outside, and then we brought it here to the pod. Yeah. I rehearsed, and I have a whole 15 minutes. That's how I podcast. We write the podcast and then we go on and do all the jokes.
Yes. No, this is all really tightly scripted.
Yeah.
Favorite things ever is Jack Bensinger's scripted podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Well, not thank you. That's thank you on behalf of Jack. I had nothing to I was merely a player.
So and,
have you seen scripted podcast?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
You know, I don't.
I always have to show you stuff.
I don't know. Jamel.
There's a lot of stuff he doesn't
this
see.
This show started as an industry plant relationship. I was dating Brandon in L.A. Yeah, like we were taking a lot of pics at coffee shops, and then we was just kind of like, right. "Fuck it, let's just
have a real relationship or start a podcast."
They put us in a PR relationship because they were pushing our Comedy Central YouTube sets.
Yeah. Like, we gotta get the numbers.
Do you guys have those
9-minute videos? Yeah.
No, we know each other from DC. We know each other from DC. You guys, not Canadian.
Not Canadian.
You are Canadian. You must be Canadian.
Yeah. I showed you this is Canada.
That was so good.
Which I love a lot.
I thought it was a bit until I heard you talk, and then I was like, okay, yeah, she's real.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh. I'm always like
I think that's good.
Yeah.
People hire Canadians more.
Well, they run the industry. Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds.
See what I'm saying?
Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, and Rachel McAdams. There we go.
Yeah.
The most employed.
Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes.
Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Drake.
Drake, Party Next Door. Have we seen the album cover?
I know you need a break from Toronto. That smile on your face makes it easy to trust you more. This is like I feel like in the nighttime.
Mississauga is also I'm Polish. It's where lots of Polish people live in the GTA, which is the Greater Toronto Area. It's like another city, and that's where he's from. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually the woman on his album cover. That's actually me.
Shorty silhouette look like a dollar sign.
You need to see it.
Fucking
it's
the same
pretty
ass.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy album.
It's a.
I know you on a
break. It might be the craziest.
I know you on a break.
But I love it for that.
Oh, wait. Whoa!
P4. Oh my lord!
Whoa!
I know, right?
Whoa!
What the hell? So that's actually
that came out today.
With the tiger stripes out.
Yeah. Oh, he's my ex. I know Canadians.
Good lord!
There's only 30 of us. So we just like date every.
That's
date
crazy.
I feel like we should be allowed to see this.
Yeah, that's a
party next door.
It's
he's clapping.
She's
actively.
But so you're both from.
Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
I'm learning so much about American geography, and I love it. I love it. Yeah. And that is in the West Coast.
No.
I'm so bad. I'll ask you some Canadian questions.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Get ready.
You got me.
No, I know Toronto East, Vancouver West.
Seattle's in West.
Yes, mm-hmm.
There we go.
Washington
see, that's where
State.
They get me.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm not dumb.
I've been in a position where Jamel was there for that. I bought a train ticket.
Oh, Jesus.
From we were in Vancouver, had a show in Vancouver, show in Seattle. I get. Damn, so it's Vancouver, Seattle, Portland run. I got a train ticket from Vancouver, Washington State in the United States. When I meant to get a train in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
So it was
And so then I had to like rent a car, drive it across the. I did. Amtrak's really good about refunds. I will say that. I kind of ride for Amtrak. Like I ride on Amtrak, but I ride for Amtrak. Amtrak really holds me down. I gotta say.
I mean, you go business class.
More Amtrak. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
We need a domestic light high speed light rail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bro. Like Joe Biden talked so much about blah blah. I love riding the train. I love riding. That was his big thing. Is he's like, yeah, I'm the guy who takes the train. I'm always taking the goddamn train. And then the last I hear, he gets Pete Buttigieg as the Department of Transportation guy. You remember Pete? That might have been before your time.
No, listen to me. He's
a gay guy, but like a really sexless gay guy. I don't even. He seems asexual to me, honestly. I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not buying it.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so you're not buying
like,
that he's straight
I'm not buying
or gay.
That
he's
fucks
just
anyone.
Yeah. He's just a
no.
Fuck.
I'm buying that he's wanted to be a politician for his whole life, and he like served in the army just as long as like looked good on a resume. Yeah. No, he's fake as fuck.
Okay.
Buttigieg is basically fake as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's the head of the Department of Transportation, or Secretary of Department of Transportation. I haven't seen any new trains pop up fucking anywhere. And I thought Biden was going to get some trains
at
going.
At least get the train cracking.
Right?
That's all we ask. You don't got to.
He's always
there.
Like, yeah,
just
I'm always.
A train.
Oh, I took the train here.
I took the train here. Is there a train like across America?
Yes. But.
Yeah, but not light speed. Yeah.
A few weeks.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
This is also the cutest thing in the world.
I see. I see being very cute.
I see produces the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to, if you're
just
listening to this, you're going to want to switch over for this one.
You really do.
I'm convinced Icy has met DMX. That's what I was telling Brandon before y'all came over here.
Oh, but DMX might be outside of Veronica's purview.
No, she knows DMX.
You got to know DMX. DMX made it to Canada.
You know DMX.
Dark Man X.
Come on.
Earl Simmons.
Rest in peace.
Y'all gonna make me lose
it's my mind.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah, okay. I was like,
you know
scared.
DMX, you know DMX.
I thought I was gonna be shocked because it did come to mind, but I thought I was gonna be so wrong, and then I didn't want to embarrass myself. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Train. Zach Villery, our good buddy, he took the train from Los Angeles to New Orleans, and it took him 5 days.
Whoa.
That's
no stops.
No, there were stops.
That's a crazy ride.
So what he saved. $100,
like a little like cubby thing to sleep in.
It probably cost him $2,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it was not. It was no cheaper to take the train.
Not cost
no, it's not no, because like Amtrak is actually. I love Amtrak, but it's not like cost effective,
right?
The way that like a bus would be, whatever. I've done like New York to Toronto in a train, which is. It's 12 hours.
It is.
Damn.
It's like, it was
well, like,
a
what,
goofy
a 10
minded
hour,
decision.
But that's like a 10 hour car ride. Right. But then it's an hour flight.
Something seemed novel about it at the time.
Yeah.
I romanticized it at the time.
Thought he was fucking
you're going to be writing?
Yeah. Goddamn memoir on a fucking train.
No, I've gone flight ever
my
since.
Pilot.
Which, the flight is great. The flight's nothing.
Yeah. No.
I love taking a flight
from.
Yeah.
I just came back from Toronto. When was that? A month ago?
Oh,
it took me 24 hours because it's still snowing in Toronto. So it was like every flight was canceled.
Fuck.
I had to sleep in one of those like airport hotels.
Were you at LaGuardia or JFK?
LaGuardia. Or no, JFK. No, first it was JFK.
Okay.
Then they switched me to LaGuardia. Like nothing was leaving.
Oh,
it was really. It was one
JFK
of those days.
JFK has the
like,
TWA hotel. I'll put you on game right now.
Hey.
I'll put you folks on game right
Listen
now. TWA hotel, gorgeous.
Okay.
It's like very pretty in there. It's very, like you walk in, there's like this like Kubrickian.
Like
they red tunnel.
Like the
60s.
Yes,
they
yes,
make
yes.
It
on
look
the
like
island.
The 60s. Yeah.
Wait, like in Toronto, what are you talking about?
No. In at JFK.
Oh.
Like you enter an elevator that says present day JetBlue, and then the other button says 1960s TWA.
Wow.
And you walk in, and it's very pretty. It's very novel.
Okay.
And it's very fun. But.
You stay in there, Brandon?
I love there. I love there. I love there. I have
dressed up like a flight attendant.
Yeah,
they gave him one of them hats.
And it's like I'm in there with the flight attendants.
Catch me if
you can. I'm having. I'm talking to airport employees about like the real shit that you can't talk about on the plane. Mm. Well, I'm like, all right, let's be real.
They tell you how many apple juices they got.
You shouldn't drink the coffee on the planes, right? And they're like, yeah, you know. Because that's, you know about this?
No.
They don't, there's no way for them to wash it.
Oh.
There's no way for them to actually, like, properly wash that coffee pot. So that coffee pot is like, it's like, it's just years.
What about when they land? They don't wash it?
Like,
they just empty it, I guess.
Kind of, you can't, and that's the thing, is I wish that I remembered this in a way that
God, I had a coffee on a plane last week.
No, it's bad. Don't order coffee on planes. Do not order coffee on planes.
Kind of cool about that.
Okay.
No, it's here.
Yes.
It's kind of like a cast iron skillet.
Yes. Oh, exactly. I was thinking cast iron skillet. Right.
Honestly,
you're thinking about your elders.
My dad loves tea. He's like he doesn't drink coffee. Tea connoisseur, and he never washes like the kettle. Like he's like one that like you know you choose the temperature. Because he says it like adds minerals or something, which like also I think is bullshit. But it's like just flaky shits just floating to the top of my tea, and I'm like, I think we need to wash this.
Motherfuckers think every mineral is good. Some of the minerals got to be bad. I agree. I'm with you.
Right.
Less minerals.
But never mind.
So what was it? Yeah. No, your dad. He's a big tea guy. And what is it about the minerals with your dad?
That he doesn't wash like the kettle. You know what I mean? And then the kettle's like flaking and adding some nasty
metal.
Hard water.
Like but it's metal like a glass flakes. One.
It's like the hard water. Glass.
Yeah. Or no, it is metal. You know what I mean? His is metal. But it adds like some like weird.
Yeah. Because it gets rusty.
He's all about the minerals. Right. I don't know. He's Polish. Like, I don't know what that means, but he's like just.
I mean, we all have. Yeah, because you're like, I'm having the tea because it's better. It's healthier than coffee. But then if you're having, drinking that, that's.
I think coffee's not bad for you.
No, it's, one cup.
I think
one cup is like.
I think more is fine too. What I've been doing my research. Uh-huh. I just listened to Michael Pollan. I love Michael Pollan.
Who's
right
that?
Now. He's a scientist, and he's all about,
I'm actually
smart. No, I'm really not. I'm so dumb. I don't know where the fuck Washington is or Seattle. So everyone heard that.
You found it eventually.
He's a scientist?
Yes. And he's all about, like, he's pro...
A scientist.
He's a scientist. A
science author.
He's a scientist.
Okay, but he's also an author.
That's
we're
right.
kind of getting into
so we're getting
the
into
weird
the, We are.
In terms of semantics. But I mean, I guess, honestly, is a science author a scientist?
Not a scientist?
I think you have to be a scientist
have
to
real
become...
stripes.
I'm going to need to see you in some beakers.
Yeah.
I'm going to see, see you with some beakers.
And you got to put in work.
Yeah.
He's all about, like, whatever, like, the ending the war on drugs and being, like, pro...
He's pro-drugs.
Pro-drugs, like, you know, not all drugs and using them
He's like a trippy scientist.
Like shrooms and helping with depression, et cetera. Yeah. And then he talked about, like, how coffee, well, I don't know if it's obvious, but is a drug. And then he's basically, like, or caffeine.
Right. It's a healthy cocaine alternative.
Exactly. Yeah. And no really, like... downfalls. I don't drink coffee because I'll go crazy, but I don't think it's really bad for you.
If you think shitting at Guitar Center is bad, then maybe that might be bad. I will say that Nitro Cold Brew led directly to me having to shit at the Guitar Center.
Yeah.
But you did.
No, that's true. You did hit the,
I hit a cold brew and it hit me back.
And hit you back. But you went to the bathroom. A lot of people, sometimes they can't go.
True shit.
Going is better. Going is always better than not going.
Hey.
Yep.
And I've been on both ends of the spectrum in my life.
You sounding scientific as fuck right now.
Well, it's on my research. Uh-huh. But no, I one time didn't go to the bathroom for 2 weeks.
Damn, huh?
In
any regard? And like neither...
I thought I had Crohn's. Well, I was going one, but
you're going one. Okay.
I thought I had Crohn's disease until I was like, until then, I thought it was like night. Like I would just go. I'd eat a bite of an apple. I have a Tim Hortons bagel. I'd be shitting.
There it is.
I'd be like in the bathroom all the time, like middle of I remember I was like, whatever, in high school, like making out with some guy. I was like, I have to go right now. And it was like, it was terrible. It was terrible. And so I would just go all the time. And then I got a boyfriend when I was in college. Diarrhea. Like the kind that you need to take your shirt off and go right away. Like that.
Sweating your. Yeah.
Like truly you're getting 3 or 4 times a week.
Diarrhea 3 to 4 times a week throughout adolescence.
Yes. Wow. Yes. That's okay. Why I do what I do now.
I'm a professional comedian.
And then I was in college and I was, it was my first boyfriend ever. And it was like, oh yeah, he had an apartment and. Or not boyfriend, boyfriend, you know, living outside, living in Toronto. And then I just didn't go to the bathroom because I was nervous to go to the bathroom at his house. You know what I mean? Like when you're like, I need to just. And then just started getting more clogged. And then I was like in dance school or some shit. And then I didn't go for 2 weeks. And then I went to Clonics. Do you know what that is?
Oh, Clonics. Yeah. I know about Clonics. Yeah.
So I was doing that
Enemas? It's like an enema. Kinda.
They put up vacuum, your butt. Yeah, it's a vacuum. Let's say it's a vacuum.
Oh, it's not like an ember. They like water stick a vacuum then, up your.
Yeah. It's like one of them shits they give you at the dentist office.
It's but yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah. Size up.
And So then I went and then and then I stopped eating gluten and I mean like I still kind of eat it like I eat crackers and stuff but like it really cured me and that was kind of it.
Oh, you just had you were like had celiac disease?
But I don't really like I have friends who have celiac, you know what I mean? Right. Like people that like throw up or whatever. No, it's just like more of like I just shouldn't, but I'm like I'm that classic like, you know, white girl that like goes to Italy and I'm like I can eat it here, like I can eat But apparently it's like different I don't know, it's like processed differently.
Well, yeah, they got different gluten out there for sure, dog. Yeah. Italian gluten more racist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little more open. They'll kiss you on the mouth if you, and you might not ask for it. The gluten acts up out there.
Yeah.
It's true. But anyways, that was my my story.
A lot of pervert fibers.
That's, like, that's my poop history. And now it's good. It's been however many years and it's been really good. Nice. Things are okay.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
No, it was terrible.
So
it was scary. It was scary.
Fucking scary. Yeah. That's scary, like. I mean that 5 days in.
Scarier than fucking Annabelle.
4 days is in.
This is real horror.
It was really terrible, honestly. Like I'd be taking laxatives all the time. Like nothing.
Laxatives and are you telling anyone about this?
Yes.
Is this
my whole school. Like I was in college, I was telling everyone. I was like eating prunes. Like it was like a thing. Like my
You're
whole
telling
school was
everybody
like, did it happen?
Damn, they were like betting on you to go.
Yeah.
Damn. Everybody at the University of Canada.
At a pool.
The
going?
Whole University of Canada. We only have one
what's
school
the,
in Canada.
Wait, what's the which one's the what school was it?
I went
to there's Belmont, right?
There's
UBC.
UBC. There's a ton of schools, but
no, I know there's that. I'm not like
you're like trying to name all
them. Every college.
I was like, no, go. I was like, okay, go ahead.
That actually, no, I actually, as I asked that, I was like, what if
I? Are you? Do you want me to name every?
That's a shitty prompt of me to be like, okay, so just like, what are every college in Canada?
Yeah.
But. No, what college did you go to?
I went to school for musical theater, and then I went to film school.
Wait, where?
In Toronto, but it was like a private. Like there was like 35 kids in my
35,
but it was
kids?
Like no degree. Like I have nothing. Okay. Like it was like a piece of paper, and then I went to.
Wait, did you and Zach Villery went to the same? Oh, Loyola.
Oh,
yes.
Hey.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Wait,
damn,
Young Gerald.
Young Gerald.
Was he at the same graduating class? No, okay. That's what I figured. I thought he was like way older than us.
Shows and stuff.
He was like the Shining Star alumni.
What he did to Halsey is not okay. But
yeah. Oh. Oh.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah. Wow. Because he did he he graduated.
He graduated.
Wow. I thought he like graduated. I thought he dropped out. To like,
no, he was fully like
rap.
He had like an on campus job.
That makes a lot of sense.
In the library.
Yeah, I guess he was working. Gerald was working in the library.
You know that.
You watch No Limit, you see him around all these ladies throwing ass. He's like, ooh, I love it.
Ooh, I love it. Ooh.
I love this.
Ooh, I love it.
He's in his leather jacket. He's slit hair, slicked back, sunglasses. Like, there's no way this guy was working in the library. Lo and behold,
but he was.
Yeah, I mean, you listen to those. You listen to those early, those hit that song with like Hoodie Allen.
Which one?
That Lady Killer song.
Oh, that's the only one I know.
The Lady
what are
the,
yeah,
Wait, how does it go?
Let the jacket rip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lady Killer. And then, I know the other one, the Tumblr Girls one.
Like, what is it?
Never knew her name. Doing all the same to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's right here.
Wait, at Tumblr Girls.
Tumblr Girls was, yeah. Never knew her name. They're looking all the same.
Skinny girls and drug issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who did Isle of College? Is that him?
Asher Roth. No, Asher Roth, friend of the pod. Friend
what?
Of the pod, had him on.
Pie.
And I'm a big friend slash fan of Asher because his other music is way better.
Okay.
Way better
what
than
are you
that.
Talking? That song is good.
No, I know, it's but
good,
it's
but
like it's also
like some deeper.
He's got,
yes,
you know,
more
he has like more soulful, like substantive music.
Okay.
That
about relationships
is not, you know, about the world.
For hair salons.
It was like, listen to like, okay. You put on
yes.
Like Tangerine Girl.
Yeah.
That's like, I put that on a Touch Tunes. People go, what is this? This is nice. Whoa. Oh, this
Whoa.
Is.
He's a nice
and
guy.
And then I'm like, that's Asher Roth.
I've been listening to Asher Roth.
He's, yeah.
Is he nice?
He's very
oh,
nice.
Nice.
I've stayed in his home.
Had some donuts. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's
this a good guy?
One of
the worst
Philly. Pictures of all time.
He's a Philly guy.
I want to see
it. Take a picture because we did a pod together. And then, like, we had a lady on the street take this picture for us. And she, like,
it's
she
like,
just took a picture of our crotch. It's like,
we're
just
like,
crotch.
We recorded this on, like, a hotel
yeah, we're
floor.
On the floor at a
the podcast, sometimes it's, you know, we're going to have the video for this
yeah.
one.
We
but a lot of times it's. You know, sometimes there's some moving parts and, you know.
We played a little fast, a little loose.
Yeah.
Right, right. But I like.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from Westchester. He's from like Morrisville.
Okay.
Morrisville, he went to Westchester.
Is Pennsylvania like the breeding ground for like white bro rap?
You know what?
No, because Mac Miller is from.
Macklemore? No, where's Macklemore from?
Macklemore's from Seattle, Washington,
West Coast. Oh, the other
one. No, I went to a fucking Seattle Mariners game recently, and the way they, like, they're cranking Can't Hold Us crazy. And they have him on the screen. They have him. Seattle Mariners is always like, what's up?
Is he there?
Like, Hoodie Allen's also a Pennsylvania guy.
Is he? Okay, I don't
In
know.
My head, I thought it was all coming from Minnesota.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny.
Is,
that,
is
that's
young
that's
over a, calling yourself young?
Young
blank.
Blank? I don't know.
It seemed
well. It's like I feel like that's one of those things where you get grandfathered in, because it's like it's like oh yeah, you know, young lean.
Yeah.
He did that. He started doing that in 2012 or 13 or whatever. He's not gonna stop doing that.
No.
But if somebody came out the gate. With a young blank, I would be like, I don't know.
Like
but
now in 2024.
Who was it? Well, I guess Young Gravy wasn't that long ago. That was never like my thing.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe
he's
have
you
nice...
listened to any of his music? I know nothing
no,
about him.
No, I know the one song. I know the one song with the Rick Astley. The Rick Astley sample where he like the sample's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't as a move. I'm just kind of like I already don't know about that as a move. It's like
and he's
okay. It's
like
a mimetic beat from like Rick Rolling. Oh, like the song from when you would Rick Roll people. I'm like I don't know if that's we're starting off on a weird foot here. But that's also the thing with like Asher Roth, who I love, and I'm evangelical about Asher Roth.
You are a,
I understand, like, it is like, it's a hard first, that is a hard first impression.
Really
like,
awesome.
That's like a hard first impression to make if, like, the first thing that people know is, like, I love college.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
did listen to that song in my computer room in, like, eighth grade, and I loved it. And I still think it's fine, but
I mean,
who's that other guy that had the one YouTube video that I'm pretty sure was just titled Pale Kid Raps Fast?
Oh my God, Watsky. Pale Kid Raps Fast.
hi.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh, hi. I'm that guy. And then something would fly. But then he starts rapping fast.
A white guy rapping like Twista? Whoa.
Wait, what are you...
Not that recently. Probably in 2021.
I hope it's not
an... Yeah, I'm like, what did he do, Kyle?
He broke the world record for longest freestyle.
Okay, so different like than what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
So different. He broke the world record.
He went for 33 hours, 33... minutes and 33 seconds.
That is very impressive.
That's yeah.
Nuts.
Only eating and drinking smoothie the entire time.
Wow.
Smart.
And he'd be like, he would have like a straw, and then there's like rules to what counted as like a bar that he could say.
He couldn't like go back to smoothie. He couldn't say smoothie again later.
He like, you know, the beats going, whatever. And he'd be like, I'm drinking a smoothie. Girls want to do me.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Yeah. I kind of hate that.
I mean, there's no way that, like, it's not going to be 30 hours of, like, yeah.
This world records that I learned is that for time, for duration, world records, you actually get to take breaks based on how many.
Whoa.
What?
That's cheating. Wow.
100%.
Because every time I just think, oh yeah, that person
every 4 hours you can take a 4 hour
ran for
break.
A week and didn't eat or go to the bathroom.
Where that you go, I think you get like 10 minutes worth of break, and you can save that, so you can go for
get 40 minutes. What?
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's the system. Shit.
No.
Yeah, that seems kinda weak.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I didn't like. I mean the. Watsky was never my it was like one of those things where it's like, okay, this is impressive. It's very impressive, but that's the thing, is like things being impressive are not always like entertaining to me.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, like Rap God is like, I cannot imagine just being posted up with the motherfucking lads and you like put on Rap God.
What's happening, bro?
It's like you're chilling at the crib and you put on rap god.
Wow.
So,
is he wearing like a weird costume in that? Does he have like a blonde?
He's dressed like Max Headroom at one point, and like
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, but you know, God bless if that's like, if he it sparks joy for a lot of young men.
Yeah.
To hear that.
Does everyone remember where they were when they first saw the music video to Yonkers?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a computer room.
That's a computer room video.
Room.
I remember being
where you sit down to your friend, you go, This guy is insane.
I was probably
this guy's eating a fucking
room.
Cockroach.
I had blown up so many of my parents' hard drives, so many family computers that the computer got moved into my parents' room. I had to watch Yonkers in my parents' room.
Oh.
And I'm like damn near grown at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like 17.
No, because this is class of. No, because no, you were older.
I'm older.
No, you were older,
I'm
bro.
I'm like 19.
No, you were older than that.
No, how old were you?
No, because I was class of 2011.
So how old am I?
So I I'm that 22? Came out when. Yeah, bro, you were 22. No, class of
Son
2011. Because I remember I was high school senior year. I remember when it was.
The parents,
Tyler the Creator and Haji Beats on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And they like jump on his back. And
yes.
Like, and
wait.
How old are you now? I do remember. I'm 36 now. But
okay.
This is all true. And I was 22. But I never saw the video. I saw the Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
I never saw the actual music video.
I think I was 15. Grade 10.
No, I don't think so.
You've never seen the video?
I've only seen the live one.
Because he eats a cockroach in the video.
Himself?
Oh, and it, at this time,
this
it was...
Wait, you've
what?
Never seen the video for Yonkers by Tyler, the Creator?
I skipped it. I just didn't even...
That's actually so shocking. It's the video.
Like
the most famous Tyler, the Creator song forever.
I was in Bible study when that was happening. All right, guys, get out of here.
I cannot believe...
God-fearing comedian.
That's a shocking revelation that you've never seen the video for Yonkers.
It's black and white.
Wait, no, he's got the big, it's like the black hole sun. He's got like the no pupils.
That's right. And then he eats a cockroach and then he hangs himself at the paradox. And he's kind of like,
no, I'm not.
He's like turning into a monster. And then at the end, he just.
Crazy that he came in the game acting like Eminem, though.
No, I mean, it was like very they were very horrorcore early on. It was a lot of like.
Slit his throat.
Yeah.
And eat it.
Bidden tell my friend to have a threesome or whatever.
Where
it was like, I mean, it's a lot of shock. It's a lot of shock. Yes. It's, you know, he's a young man. You're watching this stuff. You go, this guy.
We got a free Earl.
Mentally sick in the head. Earl. Yeah. You remember the first Earl video, right?
Yeah. Turns out.
Where they're blending all the drugs in the smoothie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Seemed crazy. Thought he was crazy. Thought he was going to hurt himself and others. Turns out he was just a eloquent gay man.
Yeah.
The whole
hanging
time.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Did you see?
He just needed to make some cardigans.
So what do you do in your free time?
Honestly, I play basketball with fans. And what else do I do?
With fans?
Yeah, that this came up earlier. Yeah,
wait, I'm like, what?
This is something he did once yesterday at an Equinox.
First off, Equinox.
Hey,
but not
good
his
for
Equinox.
You.
It was the fans' Equinox.
Yeah, the fans scanned me
in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And was it fun? Like, were they weird?
Great. She was dope.
That's awesome.
Honestly, a lot of my time gets consumed with sports. I'm a big sporty spice.
Mm-hmm.
I was loving the Rangers video.
I'm not a sport. I love like
light spice, light sporty spice.
My parents are Polish immigrants, so I love like the Euro Cup, World Cup, soccer, tennis. Iga Świątek, she's like the best female tennis player right now.
For years,
she's like 22.
Basically, once Serena had a kid, it was Iga Świątek.
Yes, and she's so. There's a lot of tennis on at home and. Yeah, I really like watching soccer when, like, but being in, like, North America and watching it, because then, like, everyone just, like, is like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, whatever, Italian, and like, people wear, like, Polish shirts, and I'm, like,
people
trying to speak Polish, and they're not.
Going to a bar at 9 a.m.
Yeah. I was doing that in L.A.
The best place for this, because every country has a bar.
Exactly. Like, we live in Greenpoint, and that's the Polish area, and I can't wait for...
What's y'all's address?
So it's 1234. 1234. Go fuck yourself. So the only way you can find out is if you come and knock on our door.
You don't know. Yeah, knock on every door until you find the one.
Are you moving? Do you live here?
I live in LA.
You live in LA.
Yeah. This is Brandon.
Why did you guys move here?
Yeah, listen.
I know.
Everybody.
I know.
Just trying to make me live in New York. Then I come to New York, right? Then I move here.
Yeah.
And then my life turns to shit. And then everybody's going to be like, hey,
No, the city's going to love
I'm busy.
You.
I can't hang.
Oh, can't hang. Yeah. I got spots at the stand.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, I can't help you get your car back. Some fucked up shit.
But anyways, is there like the comics here or friends here? Do you like them more or New York people?
I have way more friends here.
Because everyone's moved? Or just
no, I just have more friends that are based here.
Listen, because
LA
feels because we come from DC too. So
yeah,
mostly everybody came here instead of going to LA.
Yeah,
the network is stronger.
Yeah,
people actually hang out here.
Kind of rocking
that's
Toronto.
The thing.
The big difference is people actually hang out.
Yeah, because in Toronto it's like I was hanging out every single night after comedy shows, having whatever a drink and just. Hang out with people, and that's how you made friends.
I haven't been in Toronto that much, but I've been there enough that I feel embedded in the local scene. I feel like I have love for Toronto.
You talk Caribbean sometimes?
And I feel.
And then, so now you know everyone ever in the.
In Toronto. Everyone, everyone.
There's 20. People.
Yeah, it does feel like a tight
that are like good. You know what I mean? That are like you're like, okay, you're normal. Not good, normal. You're just like, okay, we can hang.
Right.
And they are good. I really think Toronto is some of the best.
I love
comics.
It. Yeah,
I do. I do. It's just because we have nowhere to. We really do it for the love of the craft because mm-hmm. there. We shut up. There's just no shut up. There's just no jobs out there. Like you know what
well,
I mean.
They,
so
they do have
no one's
the,
like.
You guys have that law know. In Canada where like what percentage of TV has to be Canadian?
I forget, but it's a small. But everyone gets like the waitress part. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. No one's yeah. getting the leads and shit. Okay. Everyone's getting like. Girl number three who
but
raises
maybe
her hand in
a
college
moment
class
as like a correspondent on like this hour has 22 minutes or something or what's the show
that's the only job that
is that what the show is
like,
called
yes
okay because it's the because Nathan Fielder was on it
that's
point.
Right that's where yeah. he started doing right. his stuff and no I mean very funny people I think it's just it's a small what 40 million people in all of Canada small 30 yeah. 40
something like that you
but
would
anyways,
know
I would know
you should know
I should know I know I've been here for like 6 months I'm like I don't even fucking remember that place but anyways but you like it and you're there a lot now
I love it but I'm yeah no I am enjoying
you're there soon or you
I'm headed
dropped.
There we'll see when this drops maybe we should drop this on Monday because then maybe that
promote the show
maybe that gets the numbers up on Friday
because right.
I feel like there's gonna be a lot of When like the story goes up, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah the
I
story
hear you.
Goes up.
I hear
they,
you.
There's whispers like, across whoa. Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard.
See Brandon was talking to
whoa.
A Canadian phenom.
Veronica from Canada,
mm-hmm.
Toronto's own.
Yep.
Toronto's
very own.
Oh, very own.
OVO.
OVO Veronica was on. Mr. Brandon's podcast. What's this? He's gonna be in Toronto this goddamn Friday.
I know.
Maybe you should put it out.
Can you guys plug for us? We're going. Where are we going? Pittsburgh and Philly. I think. Yeah, it's our first kind of tour, and we're like, where do people like here? We'll sell out shows. Yeah. No problem.
Where do people live?
Where do people live? And do they like us there? Yeah. And I don't know what it is. Yeah. So, but
can't
where
you
we're
see
going
on there. Your phone?
Yes, on, like, but it the... really. Yeah. But it doesn't. Yeah. Say like London, England, like my second biggest.
You should go
audience.
To. You guys should do a show in London. Where are you?
I'd love
yeah.
to.
The O2.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
That would hit me right in the face, and then let just like roll it down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big second. It's a big second location.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They'll put a curtain. Yeah. They'll curtain it if y'all don't sell the top ring. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fun.
Okay, good. I think we have 180 so far, so.
For the O2.
No, I'm talking about London too.
Yeah, yeah,
180
yeah.
tickets sold.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty fucking good. What do you want? But.
Gotta be about
yeah
20.
Something like that probably
damn yeah. So what how long are you guys here for and what's the plan like you're
I'm
just
here
he
for a long
here.
Time basically
he lives
you
in New York City
I kind of basically yeah. sensibly do I'm
yeah I'm back on Monday I'm going back Wednesday
going yeah. back Wednesday and you're yeah, staying with her at our friend's place
yes
yeah
I think
Zach
I'll be
Villery
is that funny? A couch
I know I'm buying the couch yeah, from, see that's what I mean I'm like New York's a small city everyone knows
do they know they all know do your people all know Zach Villery
yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
All
yeah.
the
he hey, and
oh,
he's
yeah?
He's
oh,
a big
on Paige.
Okay, and he's yeah. Wizard yeah. Rocco in our videos. If
wait, he's
knows.
Wizard. Wait,
he's Wizard.
No,
Rocco.
I've only seen. So I know. Did you watch the video
no,
with
I've
the
seen,
one with the bathroom where there's the note that's like Wizard Rocco?
No.
Oh my
wait,
god.
Wait, is that the one where you're like, hey, you can't go in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch the ending. I've slept.
Wizard Rocco.
It's. Yeah, we
Wizard, which I love Wizard Rocco.
And it came back yeah. around, and then he becomes Wizard Rocco. And Zach doesn't. Zach's awesome. He's one of the funniest people ever.
Zach
but he
plays
like
Wizard Rocco.
It's like he can't.
That's good.
He can't that. Act, or can he act?
He can't.
But he does. He chooses not to. For so anyway. So him playing Wizard is so monotone. It's just like hey, like just like so like okay, yeah. Like
not wizardy at all.
Yeah, but then yeah. he'll kind of try, but it's like really like 10%, and it's yeah. it's perfect. I think he really kills me. Yeah,
sounds like a hitter, man. Shit.
Yeah, and you're
yeah.
staying at his place right now.
Yeah, ain't bad.
Yeah, look at that.
You bet you didn't think that would happen, huh?
Yeah, could use.
It's crazy to walk
yeah.
in and be like, "Hey, I'm taking that couch."
He could use some better water pressure in the shower.
You know
I will say
the shower, the layout of that shower.
The layout of the shower is so nuts. Fucked.
That's my problem.
You walk out. So this is, we're getting into.
I know. We're just talking about really getting into the weeds
on this.
If you're listening to this, close your eyes.
But I think that
if you're driving a car, close your eyes.
Okay. I was worried that we were veering off into the territory of, as soon as I was like, oh man, I played that, love that venue.
You're about to start complimenting.
As soon as we started talking about that and talking about like, you know this guy that knows, you know.
But this is what people want to hear.
But the bathroom thing is like, this is something that is just, you don't need to know any names. You don't need to know any proper nouns to like understand how fucked this shower setup is. You walk out of the shower and then it's like, if you're, let's say your eyes are like, oh, there's, you're soapy, you know, whatever. Your eyes are closed. You're walking out of that shower for the first time. You're banging your fucking shit on that toilet.
You might walk
You're
in the
banging
toilet.
Your leg into the toilet. It's what happened to me the first time.
You put your foot in the toilet. God damn
And like, I feel you're taller than me, so I feel like you're kind of, you kind of have to angle.
I made myself very aware of the toilet.
Yeah.
I also did have to duck down to use the shower.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah.
Have you taken a shower? Because
it's in the middle. It's sideways in the middle of the tub.
Yeah. There's
lowest.
The shower is crazy.
Damn near impossible to clean my armpits.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the problem. I had to like, I had to do a yoga.
Does he still have the big mural painting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice. It's
I think he's painted over that.
I have not. I have not touched it.
Add to that?
I haven't, but
I didn't know. I didn't know it was
I think it's going away soon.
As a subletter.
I might.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not on the wall. It's like a.
Oh, true. It is a tapestry. Yeah. No, Zach is he's an artist through and through.
I got some finger paint from Target.
Damn, I didn't
touch that.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Might be fun.
Yeah, the bathroom. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up bathroom.
I know.
It's a little strange.
And I like the apartment overall.
Are you?
Yeah, I love the apartment. It's a great apartment, and I'm lucky. And I'm lucky to be subletting.
Where would you move if you moved here?
Just the fact that there's even a freaking working elevator.
I guess like this area. This area probably.
Me?
I'd like to move.
I'd probably move closer to Queens. Honestly.
Anywhere but Bushwick.
Put me on the edge.
And hell no. Yeah. Hell no.
No, I agree.
No.
I know.
Anywhere but Bushwick.
I like to stay out the way.
You have to have like at least three tattoos to live in Bushwick.
Yes.
That's fair, yeah.
Yes.
And you have, I think it is for like 21-year-olds.
And one of them's got the biggest fuck on your leg.
No, it should be for like that. That should be like if you if you have lived there for years prior to like, you know, what it became.
Yes.
Or if if you're like 21 and you're like, oh, I can get to NYU on the L.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy to get to NYU on the L. But it's like, I can't be in my fucking 30s in Bushwick.
You can't.
It's hurt.
No.
It's a hurt.
No. I know. You know, for coffee, you can go out there for a nice meeting.
Nice
it's
coffee.
Good.
It's
like some good restaurants.
I like Nene's Taqueria. But it's
perhaps,
like,
fun.
I'm not.
I agree. I mean, we're going to be stuck in Greenpoint all summer because the G's gonna be down by the way.
And were you,
and that's here too. I mean, no, here's actually pretty good in central for things.
But Greenpoint, that's you were in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You were watching HBO Girls on Crave, probably. You're watching the HBO Girls on Crave, and you were like, man, someday I'll be in Greenpoint.
Where they're at, girls.
Yeah. That's where they're at.
Yeah,
that takes place to Greenpoint.
I need to. We really should. We're watching Entourage right now.
Hey.
Where are you at on Entourage?
Season 3.
Ooh, wait. So what's going on in that season?
Are they making Medellin?
They just finished filming Aquaman.
No,
it's
out now.
Yeah, James Cameron.
Aquaman,
directed by James Cameron.
Aquaman's out.
Who's
in
it a lot?
Now,
there's the weird thing. Oh, does he get Mandy Moore fired because like she doesn't want to fuck him again?
She's not fired.
She doesn't get fired.
They fall in love again, and
they
then
fall
she,
in love again.
Like it's like I don't. Well, I'm sorry, but it's also
it's been out.
I think we're the only people that never have watched Entourage.
If you're upset about an Entourage spoiler, turn this up.
That's crazy.
Turn it up to 100.
Before we started this, you were talking about how you like being late to something is very funny. Like,
and I'm
doing,
late.
Like, doing like a 2024 like COVID song parody or whatever.
Very funny. Trump impression right now, hilarious.
Yeah, right.
The funniest thing you could do.
Yeah. And so, but you're watching Entourage.
Yeah.
What happened with him and Mandy Moore? She's in the movie.
She, yes.
She plays Apple Girl.
Yeah.
After her old man.
Right.
And right now.
But there was definitely like talk of Vinny at one point was like, get her off the project.
Yes, because she broke his heart.
Yeah.
And then now, what else? Ari is just crazy and... I love, I'm the, in our friend group, I'm Ari. Like, and I hate to admit that. I really hate to admit that.
Your fans, your assistant.
I like, nice. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yeah. They're like,
super New York friend comes to visit.
Oh, I fell asleep.
And
gets hired to be Vince's head of security.
Oh, yeah. But he's like wild.
Because they think he's like a bad guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, he's okay.
Because there's a.
Come rock with us. He still thinks it's off.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's still like the stakes aren't like, I mean, famously with that show, until that one season where Vince gets addicted to cocaine. Sorry, spoiler.
You did kind of, damn.
Dates Sasha Grey. Dates famous porn star Sasha Grey.
Okay.
Who I do have above Mariah Mills on my top 25 porn star list, by the way.
So, like that season, things kind of spin out of control for him.
Okay.
But like in the early seasons, it's usually
everything works out.
Yes. Oh, it's the easiest like hangover show where you just want like a brain bath.
Yeah.
That episode where they need to get to Cannes. They need to get to the Cannes Film Festival, and then Kanye West shows up out of nowhere. Douye Machina shows up out of nowhere and is like, hey, like I've got a plane. Once and then it's like we always do it this time.
Kanye shows
up out of nowhere and is like, yeah,
anybody to be on that show. Anybody?
Yeah. No, that was remember like where are you guys at cameo wise on the show?
Well, it was Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the hot chicks. A lot of hot chicks.
The first season, I don't think a woman had a line.
Right. Yeah, no,
like, it was really crazy.
The budget wasn't up.
They were props. The money right. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was scenes where they were all at a club.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was all, they're all at a club, and they're all talking to each other, the main four. And the women are just, they don't even react.
Yeah.
They're not laughing with them. Yeah. They're not. They're just sitting. It was
Like, I think season one is when, well, Leighton Meester plays like a Britney Spears type pop star who's like 18 and
In the first season.
Yes. And Jessica Alba shows up to be like, Vince, you should fuck my 18-year-old friend who's a famous
Leighton.
Pop star.
I know Leighton, but.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did a movie together.
What?
Ooh. But she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
That's
she's
what
sweetheart.
I heard.
That was in a drop. That was in a drop. We did a Christmas movie together, and she's the best.
I've met her husband. Adam Brody.
Yes.
Goated. Love Adam Brody.
They're the most normal and
Adam Brody deserves
people.
The world.
Adam Brody is the basis of your whole shit. Like if Adam Brody walked so you could fly, Brandon.
No, you flew
off that, Brandon.
You know?
Yeah. No, we spent a month together.
Hey, this is,
respect.
Yeah.
No, sweet, like, such a nice couple. They have wonderful children, normal as can
be. That's
great. That's
great.
But Leighton was in it pre-Gossip Girl, which I have never seen Gossip Girl.
Right.
Or
Which,
OC.
Oh, you haven't?
So I really was like, just like,
I
oh, saw,
wait, you've never watched the OC either?
Do
you guys
first?
Should
do
watch
OC first and then go to
the OC
the
is more fun than Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl is fun,
finish.
Though.
You really only need about the first 2.5 seasons of OC.
They're
and then
both,
you kind
of
get it.
Yeah, no, yeah. two well, first two.
Yeah.
Two seasons
once,
of OC.
Yeah, once you get into season three, they just. They
once
jump
Marissa
the shark. Yeah.
once Marissa dies, it's
what's
like, it's
what's better, OC or Tree? What's that one? One Tree Hill.
I've never watched One Tree Hill.
Or is it so different?
I'm just going to say OC because it's different. It's so different.
It's so different? Okay.
And the OC is also like, in those first two seasons, like they really hit all the right notes. And it is like funny on purpose enough.
Yeah.
And
Adam
like
Brody
it's like
just dropping 50 every
Adam,
night.
Yes.
Going
I mean,
crazy.
Adam Brody, who also in that show is such a like writer self-insert. Like he is like the one like, because he's being clever. He's always the smartest guy in the room with like the best taste. But like these kids at school don't get it.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the writers are like, yeah. 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 You can feel that. You can definitely feel that. But no, the OC is a blast. I mean, those and the OC and Gossip Girl, both created by the same guy, Josh Schwartz. It was really good at both of those shows work as like such a time capsule that it ends up being timeless.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Where like it really encapsulates like a certain like the soundtrack for both of those shows.
California. Yeah.
All right.
No, I know. Icy does. Yeah. Well, the we can kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, let's land the plane.
Yeah, we can land the plane.
I can't believe this.
No, is she asleep on you?
She loves you.
She did fall asleep on you, son.
This dog get up just so I can go to the bathroom.
She loves you.
You got to live your life at the end of the day. Icy will be okay.
Yeah.
You guys got anything to plug?
Oh, gosh.
Listen to our podcast.
And we are also on tour. Yep. Somewhere on the Instagram. Yeah. Veronica with a K. V-E-R-O-N-I-K-A _ is cool. That's where you can find all
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully, and, you know, look, maybe this is your first time listening to us.
Hey.
You know, and that's like, that's
hang around.
Nice, you know?
We do this. Brandon's going to be in Toronto this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, May 3rd.
Toronto.
We'll have it out by then.
We're bumping this up to Monday.
It's coming
up.
Fuck that other one.
Yeah, fuck that. Don't even put that one out.
Who is it with?
Yeah, we don't even.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah, don't fucking put it. Yeah, that person sucks.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking marks.
Yeah, a bunch of. Bunch of
nope.
dumb fuckers.
Herbs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the real.
Goofballs. You know? Yeah. No, thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us. This was really fun.
Yeah.
And this is just.
Yeah, check out Entourage on Max. Yeah.
Check out Entourage.
On Crave if you're in Canada.
Sorry if you spoiled it.
Do you like Wonder Bar? The candy?
I love Wonder Bar. I've been seeing your stories. Wonder Bar, ketchup chips.
All dress ruffles.
Wonder Bar is the best chocolate bar.
It's the best chocolate bar. It's the best texture, mouthfeel, taste of any candy bar. We need to bring Wonder Bar to this.
Canadian Kit Kat?
What's good with that?
It is 100% better than an American Kit Kat.
What's going on with that?
It is just the quality. It's like
better chocolate.
I did see you just made
the wafer is like
you just made Kit Kat Canada SponCon, so I don't know.
No. I'm telling you, I pay them. No, truly, try it next time you're out.
Canadian Kit Kat goes bananas.
Way, way, way harder. Okay. I'm telling you, we have to do like a review. You should do something like that. But
we'll make. Yeah, we'll loop back. We're gonna make some
snack
videos.
Snacks
for
the week.
I know we did that one time. We did. I've never had.
I'm so glad you rock movies with Wonder Bar so heavily.
Oh fuck!
Like I've got it imported, but now I'm getting it there and bringing it back.
It's the peanut butter crunch with the little. Have you tried it yet?
It's somehow soft and crisp.
Anti candy peanut butter,
bro.
Too sugary.
Oh fuck! I was gonna say there's one waiting for you, but more for me.
Yeah,
more for me. We can split that one. All right, thanks guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.